A te mari e te whanau kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. This is Eli Superfly with the track Mockingbird. We'll be chatting with Eli on the other side of this. If you want to get in touch with us, text us on 5395. Eli Superfly with Mockingbird. We've got Eli on the line. Kia ora, Eli. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. Very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Nice to chat with you. Very exciting time. You've got a new album, your debut album, in fact, Motor, coming out this year, and you've just released a new single called Happy. It must be pretty busy in the Superfly world right now.
Yeah, no, it's feeling really good. It's nice to, like, yeah, have the ball rolling again. Yeah, recorded the album, like, 2 years ago, so yeah, 2022, so it's wow. Like finally here, so yeah, it's actually a really good feeling to get it out.
Yeah, I bet. And when you've sort of sat with the record for that much time, does your relationship to it change? Do you kind of feel differently about it now that you're releasing it than you did when you were recording it?
Yeah, it's like I actually have been finding it hard to talk about, like, the songs, I guess, like, you know, if you have, like, an interview, they're like asking you to talk about what the song's about, and I have to really, like, try sit and think quite hard, because I'm actually, yeah, feel sometimes quite distant from them, but, like, still really like them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite strange, really. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like, you know, a lot can change in you know, 6 months, let alone 2 years. But this is always an exciting thing to be able to give those songs the life that they deserve as well. And you know, are they something that you enjoy listening to yourself now? Do you feel like they still kind of do the thing you were hoping for them to do?
Yeah. There's like a couple in there that I still like feel the same about, even writing it and even like hearing it like fully done, like, and finished, like studio quality. It's like, yeah, I kind of forget to like appreciate it. I think like this is, yeah, sometimes I don't like sit and enjoy, but no, there are some on there which I'm just like, yeah, still really like. Not to say I don't like all of them, it's just, yeah, there's some special ones, you know? Like,
yeah, totally. Yeah. And I mean, that's natural as well, that some songs like grow with you in a different way and other songs kind of represent a particular time. But it's an awesome thing to be able to give them a full life too. You're based down in Poneke, Eli. Who's your crew at the moment? What, when you're writing and recording and kind of putting these tracks together, what does it look like?
Yeah, so I pretty much, so I've got a studio that I share with Ruben from Nick and Ruben and Liam, their keyboard player. So I do a lot of like demos. That Mockingbird track you played before, that was a demo, probably off the next album, which I'm currently trying to finish.
Nice.
But yeah, I do a lot of writing there. Do a lot of writing at home on the acoustic. So I'll like pretty much do like a whole song, like 90% of the skeleton, I guess, and then bring it to the band. And Aaron, my drummer, I've known him since we were like 7, and we've been playing together since like we were like, I guess, 11 or 12. So we've been playing together for ages. So he always like, I like bounce a lot of ideas off of him, and sometimes him and I just have practices just us two and finish writing songs. So yeah, it's like I guess I write the songs, but it's also I'm open to like others' collaboration and like my guitarist Baxter, who just left the band, but he would write a lot of guitar parts for all the songs. So it's like, yeah, it's quite collaborative. Like I try not to like shut everyone off. Mm. I like to have everyone like enjoying like not only playing but like creating as well, I guess.
Yeah, totally. And it's good to have, you know, people that really get your sound and know what you're about when you're in that process as well. You can just bounce those ideas off quite naturally. And to get you to cast your mind back, because, you know, it is a strange thing to do when time's passed, but if you were to sort of try and work out what Motor as a record represents for you as an artist, what time or ideas or feelings are you kind of feel like it captures?
Yeah, I think like I wrote the last two songs on the album. Well, the last song, Motor, is like about, I guess, like a motor engine like failing, and I guess like that's like I had like a lot of change. I wrote these songs over like a 2 or 3 year kind of stint, and like you had a lot of change during then, and like kind of the main theme was kind of like time and feeling like running out of time, I guess, or like wasting time. So I guess like, yeah, that whole kind of like metaphor of like a motor, like kind of, yeah, on its last legs or something like that was kind of the idea. And there's, yeah, I think the main thing is time.
Mm.
That's the main theme really, and the lack of it in some moments.
Yeah, awesome. I'm really looking forward to hearing this record. The first single that we've got out now is called Happy. What does this track kind of mean for you, Eli? How does it sit in this conversation?
Yeah, so I wrote this one, it would have been maybe the end of 2021, 2022. And it was when I was actually like listening to like a lot of Kane Strang at that time, and like really liking that kind of, I guess, his like approach to like songwriting. It's like quite simple, but he has like his style on it, and I was kind of like trying to figure out my own style, and I've always liked kind of heavier music, and so I just kind of grabbed a couple inspirations and yeah, just really tried to kind of have like a bigger sound, and that was kind of the first song of maybe the new sound, I guess, like the bigger kind of rockier sound. But that one, yeah, that one's like, I guess it's about like, I wrote it when maybe wasn't happy in a relationship with someone, and it's kind of like questioning, like, are you happy? Or like, I'd kind of do anything to make this all good. I don't know, yeah, there's a lot of feelings, but I think the main thing was just like experimenting with that new kind of bigger sound, which I was trying to go for.
Awesome. Well, it's a great track, and the record's going to be fantastic. I've got to ask you about this car you're giving away, Eli. I see you've got a 2004 Renault Scenic, which is going to be decaled with your album art. Is that right?
Yeah, a logo.
Sick. Where's this car from? Is this your old car? What's happening here?
No, it's not my old car. I don't even have a license, so I don't even drive. So, but no, it's Ben from VMorgue who's helping me put on this tour. He just had an idea, like how can we like promote this show like amongst, you know, other great shows happening, and it's like, should we just give away a car? I guess like the album's called Motor. Motors are in cars, so I guess yeah, it was kind of like that. And then his friend of a friend's granddad was selling a car, and it just ended up being that one.
Amazing. I love the vibe of this. It's also a shout out to your friend of a friend's granddad. I was gonna say it's kind of a granddad car, so it's definitely fitting that vibe. And if people want to win this car, 2004 Renault Scenic, you have to buy a ticket to the show or pre-order a vinyl before the 12th of July. Is that right?
That's the one, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that is a fantastic way to promo an album, and the singles are great as well. Eli, thank you for chatting with us. You'll be heading this way to Tamaki Makaurau on Saturday, the 27th of July. Whammy Backroom is where you're gigging. You can grab tickets for that from Under the Radar right now. Cheers for chatting with us.
No, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This is Happy by Eli Superfly. We'll see you real soon.
I'm okay now, promise that I'll stick it out. Never let you down, never wanna let you down. I wish I could be like you. I wish I was here with you.
This is Eli Superfly with a new single called Happy from a forthcoming record, Motor. If you get yourself a ticket to one of those gigs pre-12th of July, puts you in the draw to win a 2004 Reno something or other. I've now forgotten what it is. A Reno Scenic. Shout-outs to Eli's friend's granddad, who originally donated that car.